The Traveler's Journal, March 27th, on the trail of Robin Hood and his band of merry men. Some 700 years ago, in the rolling English dales north of London, the Earl of Huntingdon led a guerrilla rebellion against the king. Called Robin Hood, the Earl and his band of merry men stole from the rich and gave to the poor. Though the tales of Robin Hood have become enduring legend, no one knows whether he really lived. No record of the time mentions either the wily bandit's existence or his crimes. In Nottingham, the market town where many exploits of the merry men supposedly took place, there's a Disney-like museum called the Tales of Robin Hood. Its exhibits are interesting, but their proof is inconclusive. The mysterious Earl may have lived, or he may have been a composite of several outlaws who lived during that lawless time. Even the sign at the museum's entrance tells visitors to decide for yourself if he was real. 70 miles north, near the West Yorkshire town of Kirklees, there's a small private estate that was once a priory. As legend has it, Robin Hood came here to be cured of an illness by his cousin, the prioress, who instead bled him to death. Before he died, the outlaw shot an arrow from the priory's window, asking to be buried where it landed. A quarter mile away is a single dilapidated grave, consisting of 4 stone walls and the inscription, "Here lies the Earl of Huntingdon," and the year 1247. The date is right, and the grave authentic, but no one has ever ascertained exactly whose remains it holds. But that's okay. Many mysteries are more engaging if left unsolved. You'll find a host of travel resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.